Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so this is the afternoon edition for Thursday the 9th of April, and honestly, there's a lot to unpack today. Let's start with something that caught my eye this morning. Robots are scaling, properly scaling, and the numbers are, well, they're bigger than I expected. The International Federation of Robotics just released their latest report on robot density across manufacturing. And when I say density, I mean how many robots are working per 10,000 human employees. It's a metric that tells you how deeply automation has actually penetrated an industry. Western Europe is now at 267 robots per 10,000 workers. That's up 3% year on year. North America, 204. Asia sits at 131. But here's the bit that really stood out. South Korea is at 1,220 robots per 10,000 workers. That's not a typo. 1,220. Think about that for a second. What that means is Western Europe has more robots per worker than North America. Not slightly more, significantly more. That gap matters, because this isn't just happening in showcase factories or tech demos. This is manufacturing floors, logistics hubs, supply chains, real deployment at scale. China revised their numbers down this week from what was previously reported, but even the revised figures show they installed 295,000 units in 2024 alone. That's 54% of global robot installations, more than half. The takeaway: if your business touches manufacturing, supply chains, or logistics, this trend will reach you, whether you're ready for it or not. Something to think about on the drive home. Right, completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Anthropic just published a 244-page technical report. And the model they're writing about, they deliberately haven't released it to the public. The model is called Claude Mythos, and the reason it's staying internal is because cybersecurity researchers say it can identify zero-day vulnerabilities faster than human experts, and it gets better at finding them the longer you let it run. Gary Marcus weighed in on this, and he said something that stuck with me. He said it's probably not as bad as people say. But then he added, that doesn't actually matter. Because here's the thing, a model doesn't need to be AGI to cause harm, it just needs to be good enough at one specific dangerous thing. And if that thing is finding security vulnerabilities faster than defenders can patch them, that's a problem. But the real story here isn't whether Mythos is terrifying or overhyped. The real story is that Anthropic showed restraint. They built something, realized the implications, and chose not to ship it. Meanwhile, competitors like OpenAI and xAI might not make the same call. Without regulation, we're betting everything on individual CEO judgment, on whether someone decides to pause before hitting publish. That's the governance problem we still haven't solved, and it's getting louder every week. Worth having a conversation about with your team this week, because this isn't theoretical anymore. Okay, so this next one properly surprised me. There's a developer who posted his journey selling AI services, 8 failed pitches, then one that worked, and the difference wasn't better technology. He was pitching to a Polish dental clinic. They had one administrator handling 80 phone calls a week, each call taking 3 to 4 minutes. That's 12 hours a week answering the same repetitive questions. Appointment bookings, directions, opening hours. His first 8 pitches, all focused on the technical architecture, the AI model, the integrations, the features. None of them landed. Then he tried something different. He dropped all the slides about technology, and he led with one number, 12 hours. What could your administrator do instead of spending 12 hours a week on the phone? Boom, $5,000 deal. The lesson here is painfully simple. Clients don't buy technology. They buy time saved, money saved, problems solved. If you can't explain the value in one sentence, you haven't figured out the value yet. Full disclosure. I've been thinking about this all morning, because how many of us get caught up explaining how something works instead of why someone should care? The takeaway? Do the maths for them, show them their own pain in numbers, then show them what disappears when you solve it. That's the good stuff. Right, let me lighten things up a bit. Agibot just launched something called GenieSim 3.0. It's a simulation platform for training robots, and what stood out to me is how fast it works. You can generate full 3D environments from text prompts in minutes, not hours, minutes. And it includes a standardized benchmark for testing robot capabilities, instruction following, spatial reasoning, manipulation, robustness, and sim-to-real transfer. That last one matters, sim-to-real transfer. Because the big problem with training robots in simulation has always been, they learn things that don't translate to the real world. They get really good at virtual physics that don't exist. And then you put them in an actual warehouse and they fall over. If Agibot has cracked even part of that problem, that's worth watching, because faster, more reliable sim to real means faster iteration, and faster iteration means cheaper deployment, which brings us back to those robot density numbers. The reason South Korea is at 1,220 robots per 10,000 workers isn't just ambition, it's that the economics finally work, and tools like this make the economics work faster. Okay, I need to talk about one more thing before we wrap. The New York Times CEO, Meredith Kopit Levien, gave an interview this week, and her strategy is fascinating. While everyone else is racing to automate content, The Times is doubling down on humans, tested recipes, handcrafted puzzles, rigorous journalism, human-led quality as a moat against AI commoditization. And it's working. Their games product is a revenue driver. Their sports coverage is expanding. They're building community, not just publishing articles. What she's betting on is something I think we're all starting to realize. The more AI floods the internet with generic content, the more people will pay for something made by an actual person who actually cares. That's not anti-AI, that's just understanding what AI is good at, and what it isn't. AI can summarize, it can draft, it can assist, but it can't care, and people can tell the difference. Something to think about for your own work. Where does the humanity matter? Where does the care show through? Because that's the bit that doesn't scale. And that's exactly what makes it valuable. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Robots are scaling faster than expected. AI models are getting powerful enough that even their creators are nervous about releasing them. And the businesses winning right now aren't the ones with the fanciest tech. They're the ones solving real problems and showing their work. If there's one thread running through everything today, it's this. The gap between capability and deployment is closing fast. What was theory last year is economics this year, and what's economics this year will be everywhere next year. Worth thinking about where you're positioned in that timeline. And that's your Luma Digest. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.